带我们唱的这首诗歌。
We thank the Lord for the hymn that we just sang this morning.
因为我们的主活着，所以我们有盼望，我们也有力量。
Because that He lives, we can have a hope and we can have strength.
如果大家还记得的话，这一周今天其实我们众人应该是在圣安东尼奥参加特会。
If you still remember the schedule, we were supposed to be at San Antonio this morning, attending the summer conference.
我想我们很多的弟兄姐妹们过去很多很多年，这一周都是在圣安东尼奥参加教会的聚会。
And we trust that for many, many brothers and sisters, for the past many years, this would be the week for summer conference.
但虽然我们今年不能在那边一起聚集。
Even though we cannot no longer gather in San Antonio as usual,
但是我们相信我们的主还是会继续带领我们。
But we do trust our Lord continues to lead us.
下面我们来读一处的圣经。
Let us begin by reading one scripture.
约翰福音11:25的当中的一小段。
From John chapter 11, the middle portion of verse 25.
耶稣说：“复活在我，生命也在我。”或者是说，我是复活，我是生命。
Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life."
所以在开始我分享的时候，我还是先要来跟大家说主里平安。
And as I begin to share, I still want to say peace in the Lord.
这不仅仅是一个问候，也是我们今天你跟我所特别需要的。
And this is not just a casual greeting, but it is a peace that we truly need today.
就是我们在主里的平安。
That we need peace in the Lord.
因为我们知道我们现在所看见所听见所经历的很多的事情是会让我们失去平安的。
Because all the things that we're experiencing, all the things we see and hear, can cause us to lose the peace.
这个世界充满了许许多多叫我们人无法平安的消息。
And there are many, many news in this world that cause us to lose our peace.
很多的时候我们把这些都称为坏消息。
We often call these bad news.
当我们来看新闻的时候里面充满了这些坏消息。
And when we see the news, we see that it's filled with these so-called bad news.
像现在已经流行了半年的这个病毒到现在还在流行。
For example, this virus, COVID-19 virus, had been ongoing for over half a year and it's still going on.
我们看到经济的消退，油价的暴跌，公司的裁员，失业率的大幅上升等等。
And we see the recession of the economy. We see the oil price dropping, and we see many layoffs from many companies, and many unemployment rates going up.
还不仅如不仅这些，在美国国内现在有很严重的种族对立的冲突。
And not only this, there is a huge conflict regarding race in the U.S.
在国际上有中美之间的这样一个紧张的关系等等。
Internationally, there is a conflict between America and China and many issues like that.
就像主耶稣说的，在地上的这个时候有国攻打国，民攻打民。
Just the Lord has already told us during this time, nation will rise up against nation and people against people.
这种种的这些坏消息实在会让我们处在一些迷茫、恐惧、害怕、焦虑甚至狂躁当中。
And all of these so-called bad news will cause us to fall into confusion, into anxiety, into fear.
甚至会在人的中间制造很多的纷争、分裂甚至仇恨。
And it will even raise up anger, which will cause division and even hatred between men.
同时坏消息不仅发生在外面的世界当中，也时常发生在我们的家中，我们孩子的身上，甚至在我们聚会的当中。
And these bad news not only are happening to the world around us, but also in our own family, in our, upon our children, and even among our church.
我们唐城陈根现在正在读诗篇。
In our Sugarland morning devotion, we have been going through the book of Psalm.
其中有很多是大卫所写的诗。
And many of those are written by David.
但最近我们读的时候发现一件事情。
But when we were reading through the Psalm in these recent weeks,
几乎每一个礼拜六的早晨我们都会听到一个关于大卫的坏消息。
And we discovered this one thing. Almost every Saturday morning, we will read some bad news from David.
像我们在读52篇的时候，大卫的坏消息是以东人多益来告诉扫罗大卫的藏身之处。
For example, in Psalm 52, in the beginning, the bad news for David is that Doeg, the Edomite, came and told Saul and said to him, David has come to the house of Ahimelech.
到54篇的时候，这坏消息是说西弗人来对扫罗说大卫藏在他那里。
And then come to Psalm 54, the bad news is that when the Ziphites came and said to Saul, "Is not David hiding among us?"
到了56篇的时候，则是非利士人在加特拿住了大卫。
And Psalm 56 says the Philistines has seized David in Gath.
啊，57篇的时候，这坏消息说大卫要逃避扫罗，只能藏在洞里，等等等等。
And 57 says the bad news is that David was fleeing from Saul and he was hiding in the cave.
虽然大卫好像收到很多的坏消息
，So we see David has received many bad news.
但很稀奇的一件事，每当大卫听到一个坏消息的时候呢，他就写了一首诗。
But the wonder is that whenever he hears a bad news, he turns out to write a psalm to praise the Lord.
而且这些诗歌充满了感谢和赞美。
And these psalms are full with thanksgiving and praises.
所以我们都非常欣赏。羡慕大卫的属灵光景。
So Lord, sometimes we envy even the spiritual condition of David.
如果我们能像大卫一样，在现在坏消息充斥的时候，在我们当中就会涌出许多赞美跟感谢的诗歌。
If we were like David, then during this time of many bad news, then there will also be many praises and many worship.
当我们来思想如何能够来越过这一切坏消息之前。
So when we meditate how we can overcome all these bad news.
我们先要来一同认识到这些坏消息的本质。
We need to first see the true nature behind all these news.
这些坏消息要在我们身上达到什么目的
？And what's the purpose behind all these messages?
简单的来说，我们现在所听到的这一些坏消息，就是为了把我们带到死亡当中。
And very simply said, that all of these bad news, their purpose is to bring us into death.
这不仅仅是关乎到我们身体上的死亡
，Not only this is a death in the physical body，
而是更多的关于我们灵里的死亡。
Even more so is about our spiritual death。
这就是仇敌一切工作的目的，就是死亡。
That is the purpose of all the work of the enemy. He wants to use death。
他叫死亡不仅充满了这个世界，而且也进到我们的里面。
He wants to fill this world with death, and he wants this death to also enter into our hearts.
要也叫这个死亡能够进入到我们的家庭，进到我们的聚会的当中。
And he wants this death to enter into our family, into our fellowship.
仇敌不仅拦阻还为信主的人来信主，叫这些人在神的面前是死的人。
And so he not only wants us to come before the Lord, but he wants us to come before the Lord as dead people.
而且仇敌更是叫我们已经信了主的神的儿女来体贴我们的肉体，来爱这个世界，来活在我们的里面。
So all the children, even though they have believed the Lord, that they will care about their own flesh, about their own life, and to love the world.
叫我们渐渐地失去了生命的成长。
Gradually will lose our growth in the spiritual life.
当我们属灵生命不再继续成长的时候，我们就是落在了属灵的死亡当中。
And when our spiritual life ceases to grow, then we fall into a spiritual death.
这个就是仇敌的目的。
And this is the purpose of the enemy.
所以我们来看什么叫做属灵的死亡。
So let us see what does it mean to have spiritual death.
属灵的死亡就是当人来碰到我们的时候，碰不到我们里面的生命。
It simply means when someone comes in contact with us, they cannot touch life within us.
感觉不到我们里面基督的生命。
They cannot see or touch the life of Christ within us.
就像人来搭我们的脉的时候
just as if they feel our pulse.
他们能摸到我们身上各种各样不同的脉。
They can feel the different pulse and different physical conditions.
但就是摸不到我们里面属灵生命的脉。
But they cannot feel the pulse of our spiritual life.
我们或许能够来兴致勃勃地谈论很多天南地北的事。
Perhaps we can be very excited to talk about all different kinds of matters and news.
但当我们一说到基督的时候，我们的兴致一下子就消失了。
But whenever we talk about Christ, our interests are all gone.
这就是我们在属灵上的死亡。
And that reveals a spiritual death in us.
这就是仇敌要做的工作。
And this is the purpose of the work of the enemy.
仇敌最愿意看见的就是神的儿女在死亡的光景中。
There's nothing delights him more than to see the children of God fallen into death.
所以仇敌为了达到这个目的，就用不同的方法跟手段叫我们落在死亡的当中。
So to achieve his purpose, he uses many methods, many ways to bring us into death.
使人犯罪是仇敌最明显的一个方法。
The most obvious way he uses is to cause us to sin.
我们知道我们犯罪不仅得罪了神。
We know not only when we sin, we offend God.
而且我们犯罪是叫我们被带进死亡当中。
But because of sin, we will also fall into death.
因为我们犯罪的结果就是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
因为圣经告诉我们罪的后果就是死亡。
That is the word of the Bible.
罪和死是分不开的。
And sin and death cannot be separated.
当我们人陷在罪中的时候，就是在死亡的当中。
When we fall into sin, we are in death.
仇敌用让我们犯罪的方法把我们带进死亡中。
So the enemy uses many sins to bring us into death.
所以神的救恩不仅来救我们脱离这样的罪。
And therefore, the salvation of God not only saves us from sin,
而且也救我们脱离死亡的权势
but also saves us from the power of death.
基督的救赎是用义来代替罪
And the salvation of Christ is that he replaces our sin with his righteousness,
用生命来代替死亡
to replace our death with his life.
仇敌除了叫人落在犯罪在死亡当中的时候，他还有一个方法，就是叫人活在黑暗中。
And another way the enemy uses to bring us into death is to cause us to live in darkness.
我们要来认识到，当人在黑暗中的时候，囚其实就是在死亡的光景中。
And we need to recognize when we live in darkness, then we are living in the condition of death.
圣经中不仅把罪和死亡常常连在一起。
Not only the Bible always connects sin with death.
而且也把黑暗和死亡放在一起。
But he also always connect darkness and death.
在诗篇107篇当中说到一句话。
In Psalm 107, there is a verse.
他说那些坐在黑暗中死荫里的人被困苦和铁链捆锁。
Though there were those who dwell in the darkness and in the shadow of death, prisoners in misery and chains.
落在黑暗中的人就像是坐在死荫里的人。
Those who are sitting in darkness as if they are in the shadow of death.
是在死亡阴影的笼罩和捆绑当中。
And they are surrounded and under bondage by the shadow of death.
所以神后来又说，从黑暗中和死荫里领他们出来，切断他们的捆锁。
Therefore, in verse 14, he says, He, the Lord, brought them out of darkness and out of the shadow of death and broke their bands apart.
神要人从黑暗中出来，脱离死亡。权势的捆绑
And that's the Lord's purpose is to bring them out of darkness and to break them free from the power of death.
人在黑暗中就像一个人是瞎眼的光景
And when we fall into darkness, it's as if that we are blind.
所以圣经中记载了很多的瞎子
And therefore the Bible records many blind people.
主耶稣在地上也医治了不少的瞎眼的人
And it's also recorded that the Lord Jesus healed many blind.
就是叫他们能够看见
It's just so that they can see.
我们会落在眼瞎的光景中，往往是因为我们有一些东西遮挡了我们的眼睛。
The reason we fall into blindness is because very often our eyesight had been hindered by other things.
这些东西成为我们的眼前的帕子。
They have become a veil before our eyes.
这些遮住我们眼睛的帕子，让我们在眼瞎的光景中。
Because of these veils, we have fallen into a blindness.
而这些遮住我们的帕子往往都是我们认为是好的不错的东西
And very often these veils that cover our eyes are the things that we think are pretty good
就像老底嘉教会他们的富足他们的不缺成为他们眼前的帕子
For example, the church in Laodicea their wealth and they lack nothing becomes a veil before them
这些遮住了他们的眼睛他们实在看不到他们在主面前的光景
and it has covered their eyes and that they cannot see their true condition before the Lord
其实他们是困苦可怜贫穷瞎眼和赤身的
but the Lord says I know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked
只有我们不断地被主能够来减少被主除去我们眼前的帕子才能被挪开
if the Lord can use the cross to remove usand to reduce us more and more, then the veil can be removed.
这样我们才能看见光。
that we can see the true light.
因为只有当光照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，才能把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
Because when the light can shine into darkness and shine upon those who are in the shadow of death, then he can lead us into light.
只有主生命的光才能叫我们从黑暗中出来，有生命的平安。
Only the light from the life of the Lord can lead us out of darkness into peace.
仇敌还有一个办法叫我们死亡当中，就叫我们来体贴肉体。
And there is another way the enemy uses is so that we can be mindful of our own flesh.
叫我们活在我们自己的天然的生命当中。
That we will live in our own natural life.
我们不要以为只有神的儿女在读神的话。
Do not only think that only the Christians are reading the Word of God.
其实仇敌也知道一些神的话。
Because the enemy knows the Word of God very well.
我想仇敌一定知道圣经说过体贴肉体的就是死。
And I trust the enemy knows what the Bible says, that the mindset of the flesh is death.
所以仇敌就要叫神的儿女来体贴肉体。
And therefore, he wants us to care about our flesh.
为的就是要达到死亡的目的。
The purpose is exactly that he wants to bring us to death.
体贴肉体，换句话说，就是爱我们自己。
The mind setting on the flesh, in another word, is to love ourselves.
爱我们自己其实就是我们天然人的本性。
And this is our natural nature.
不仅我们自己来体贴我们自己的肉体，同时我们周围的人有时也会常常来帮助我们来体贴我们自己的肉体。
Not only we love our own flesh, but also the people around us often help us to be mindful of our flesh.
我曾经看到一篇文章，题目是说我们当如何更多的爱别人。
I have read an article, or at least the headline of an article saying, how can we love other people more?
文章的观点是说，当我们要来学习如何更好的爱别人，我们要首先来学习当如何更好的爱自己。
The point of the article was that in order to love other people more, the first we need to learn is how to love ourselves.
这个就是仇敌的方法。
And this is the way and the methods of the enemy.
尽一切的可能让我们来爱我们的自己，来体贴我们的肉体。
He wants us to use all means possible to care for ourselves and to love ourselves.
这样我们就活在仇敌的目的死亡当中。
And therefore that mind set on the flesh will be in death.
所以我们要时常来被提醒。
So we need to be reminded often.
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
The mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace.
仇敌除了用罪、用黑暗、用肉体来叫我们落在死亡的光景中。
The enemy uses sin, uses darkness,and the love of flesh to cause us to fall into death.
其实仇敌最有效的方法就是叫我们来爱世界。
And another very effective way he uses is so that we can love the world.
前几个主日弟兄们都分享到不要爱世界，来鼓励我们来对付世界，来胜过世界。
For the past several weeks, different brothers have been sharing that we do not love the world and to overcome the world.
因为世界是掌控在那恶者的手下。
Because the world is under the power of the evil one.
所以世界的本质就是抵挡神的。
And we know the nature of this world that we live in opposes God.
世界的目的就是叫我们与神隔绝。
And the purpose of this world is so that we can be separated from this God.
神造人的目的就是叫我们人来敬拜他，来侍奉他。
Yet the purpose that God has created all of us is so that we can draw near to him and worship him.
而世界的王就是叫我们与神隔绝，阻拦我们来侍奉神，来敬拜神。
But the king of this world wants to separate us from God, to prevent us from worshiping him.
当我们来读出埃及记的时候，我们就清楚地看到，以法老为预表的这个世界的王，用借一切的方法跟诡计，阻拦以色列的百姓来全心全意地侍奉敬拜神。
And when you see the story of Exodus, you see Pharaoh, who is the representation of the king of the world, used all his ways and methods and power to prevent the Israelites from worshipping the true God.
世界上的事大多是与各种各样有形无形的偶像有关。
And the things of the world often has something to do with different types of idols, whether it's physical or it's metaphysical.
现在我们都很熟悉雅各书当中一节圣经。
And we're familiar with this verse in the book of James.
岂不知以世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？
Do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God?
其实这句话前面有一个说话对对象的。
Actually, before he said this verse, there was a people that he is addressing to.
就是你们这些淫乱的人。
That you adulteresses.
淫乱的人就是指心里除了神之外还有其他偶像的人。
Adulterous means that you have other idols outside of God.
当我们心中还有其他所爱的。
When we love other things.
当我们心中还有其他想要与想要为有的。
There are other things that that our hearts wants to be friendship with.
我们的心就会被这个世界缠累住。
Then we will be encumbered by the world.
这样我们的生命就不会成长。
And then our life naturally cannot grow.
我们就落在死亡的光景中。
We will fall into death.
所以上面我们看到仇敌的工作。
So we see all this is the way and the work of the enemy.
仇敌用尽一切的办法叫神的儿女落在死亡的光景中。
He uses all the methods he can have to cause us to fall into sin.
所以我们就
fall into death.
所以我们就不难明白为什么我们当中在我们的周围在我们的当中充满了死亡的光景在死亡的权势之下。
And therefore it's not difficult to understand why we see death all around us and all the surroundings are fallen under the power of death.
我们要认识到仇敌的工作和他的诡计。
And we need to recognize the work and the method, and the tricks of the enemy.
这一切就是为了把我们带进属灵的死亡中。
All this is so that he can bring us into a spiritual death.
所以神提醒我们不要做糊涂人。
Therefore, God reminds us not to be foolish.
要认清仇敌的手段和他的目的。
We need to see the scheme of the enemy and to recognize his purpose.
不要陷在仇敌的网络当中。
That we will not be caught by the traps of the enemy.
感谢我们的主，他不仅叫我们能够认识到仇敌的工作。
So we thank the Lord, not only he opens our eyes to see the way and the work of the enemy.
因为我们的神对仇敌的工作，他有一个反应。
But also that our God has a response to the work of the enemy.
神对死亡的反应就是他的生命。
The response of God towards death is his life.
神用他的生命来对付死亡。
He uses his life to oppose this death.
仇敌的目的就是叫人死亡。
The purpose of the enemy is to cause us to die.
而神却将生命赐给我们，叫我们用这个生命来吞灭死亡。
Yet God has given us His life so that His life can swallow up death.
神给我们这个生命是主复活的生命。
And this is a life of the resurrection of the Lord.
是已经胜过死亡的生命。
It's a life that has already overcome death.
是死亡所不能拘禁的生命。
It's a life that cannot be bound by death.
今天这个胜过死亡的生命已经住在了我们每个人的里面。
And today this life, the life that has overcome death, is dwelling within each one of us.
正是这个在我们里面的生命能够胜过死亡。
And therefore, this life within us can overcome all death.
能够除去我们里面一切的死亡。
And it can deal away with all the death within us.
叫我们的生命能够不受拦阻的成长。
So that our life can grow unhindered.
生命吞灭死亡不仅是一个事实，是神在基督里已经完成的旨意。
And this life swallowing up death.It's not only a fact, but also the purpose that God had in Christ.
而且神要我们一同来活出生命死亡的经历，生命吞灭死亡的经历。
And furthermore, He wants us to live out this experience, of life swallowing up death.
下面我们要一起来看新约当中一个大家都非常熟悉的一个故事。
And so we want to see this story that we're all very familiar with in the New Testament.
就是在约翰福音十一章当中的。
That is in John chapter 11.
因为我们是如此的熟悉，所以我们就不用一起来念。
And because we know the story so well, we don't need to read it through all the way.
这个故事就是主教拉撒路从死里复活的故事。
This is the story of how the Lord raised up Lazarus from out of death.
我们要从这个故事的当中，我们来一同认识人在死亡权势下的一些光景。
And we want to see.Our condition of how the Lord raises out of death,
以及主是如何来一一对付的
and how the Lord opposed all death.
让我们呢一同来学习，我们如何能够来脱离这样一个死亡的光景，而活出这样一个复活的生命。
So that we can learn how we can grow out of the condition of death and to live out a resurrection life.
这个我们都很熟悉的故事是发生在伯大尼的一个家庭当中。
And this very familiar story happened in a family in Bethany.
因为在这个家庭当中有马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
In this family there is Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
这是一个爱主的家庭，也是一个主所爱的家庭。
This is a household that really loves the Lord. It's also one that's loved by the Lord.
但就是在这个爱主和主所爱的家庭当中，却发生了一件不幸的事。
But just in this very family who loves the Lord, there is a tragedy that happened.
就是主所爱的拉撒路病了，并且病得很重，最后死了。
That Lazarus, whom the Lord loves, fell sick and even fallen unto death.
所以我们就看到死亡和死亡的阴影就临到了这个家。
And so we see death and the shadow of death has come upon this family.
不仅拉撒路死了，而且马大和玛利亚在面对着死亡的光景。
And not only Lazarus has died, but also his sisters Martha and Mary are facing the shadow of death.
这也说出我们现在所有人在地上所面临的光景。
So that also tells about our condition on the earth.
其实全地都充满了死亡的光景。
That the whole world is filled with this condition of death.
就像现在全人类都在面对的这样一个病毒。
Just as this virus that's facing the whole human society.
不仅仅只是因这个病毒而死亡的人。
Not only those who have died because of the virus.
而且所有的人都在这个病毒死亡的阴影当中。
But everyone who lives are under the shadow of the threat of death.
所以我们今天的需要就是要来认清死亡的光景。
So our need today is to recognize the condition of death.
并且来帮助我们来脱离死亡的光景。
And then we can ask the Lord to help us and to escape the shadow of death.
所以下面我们要分别从拉撒路、马大和玛利亚的经历上来学习我们如何面对死亡的光景，来脱离死亡的权势。
So we want to see from the experience of Lazarus, from Martha and Mary, and to see how we can escape the shadow and the power of death.
首先我们要来看拉撒路。
First, let us see Lazarus.
主耶稣称拉撒路的死是睡着了。
The Lord said he had fallen asleep.
一方面我们看到人在地上的死亡是暂时的。
And so at first we can see that our death in this world is but temporary.
好，另一方面主也叫我们认识到死亡的一个光景。
But also we see that it is a condition of death.
或者死亡的一种表现。
And perhaps a manifestation of death.
就是睡着了。
That.People have fallen asleep.
一个睡着的人除了睡觉之外他不能做其他的事情。
A person who is slumbering besides sleeping, there is nothing else he can do.
同样一个落在死亡光景的人就是失去了生命的能力或者缺乏生命的能力。
In the same way, the person who had been fallen into death lacks the way and the ability of life.
当我们的生命没有了能力就只能随波逐流会随流失去。
When our own life loses its power, then we are just like those who are slumbering and we just follow the trends.
我们的行事为人就会随从今世的风俗放纵肉体的私欲。
And our life and our behavior will be just like that of the world and that will indulge our own flesh.
我们就会随着我们的肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
And we will act according to the desires of our flesh.
这就是我们生命失去能力的表现。
And that's a manifestation of how our life has lost power.
就像天上的飞机当失去了动力就只能随风飘荡。
Just like the airplanes in the sky, when they lose power from the engines, then they have no ability to fly.
也像海里的船如果失去了动力就只能在海中随波逐流。
Just like the boats in the ocean, if they have lost power from the engines, then they can only be tossed around by the wave.
我们生活的环境就像在大海当中。
And our life is as if we're living in the middle of an ocean.
有起伏，有风浪。
And there's ebbs and flow, ups and down.
但当我们的生命失去能力的时候，我们的心就会随着这些环境而飘荡，而起伏。
But when we no longer have the power of life within our hearts,then we can only be tossed around by the wave, by the circumstances around us.
在我们的生活中，我们会随着疫情的变化而起伏。
And our hearts are bobbing up and down based on the advances of the virus.
我们会随着股票的涨跌而起伏。
And our hearts will bob up and down based on the stock market.
也会随着失业率的高低而起伏。
And we'll be tossed around because of unemployment rates.
也会随着我们孩子成绩的好坏而起伏。
Perhaps our hearts will will be bobbing up and down based on the grades of our children.
甚至有的时候我们也会为我们所喜爱的球队的输赢而起伏。
And we even bob up and down based on the winning or losing of our favorite sports teams.
我不知道是不是要感谢主，因为现在所有的比赛都没有了。
Perhaps we ought to thank the Lord that He had canceled all sports events.
我们少了一个起伏的原因。
There is one less thing that will influence us.
不仅如此，这些也影响到我们属灵的情形。
But not only this will affect our spiritual condition.
我们心的起伏影响，甚至决定了我今天到底读不读圣经，有没有祷告，来不来聚会。
The ups and downs of our hearts sometimes determine whether we will read the Bible today, whether we will come before the Lord to pray, whether we would attend meetings and gatherings.
年轻人会常常说一句话，说 I don't feel like it.
I often hear this from young people, is that I don't feel like it.
可能中文翻成我没觉得要什么什么。
It's as if, you know, we don't feel like doing something.
有时我叫我的孩子做一件什么事，他就会对我说 I don't feel like it.
Sometimes I tell my children to do something and they just simply say I don't feel like it.
我们其实也是一样的。
But we are just the same.
如果我今天我没觉得要读经，那么呢我就不读经了。
If I don't feel like reading the Bible today, then I don't read the Bible.
如果我今天没觉得要祷告，那么我就不祷告。
If I don't feel like praying, then I will skip praying.
如果今天我没觉得要来聚会，那我就不来聚会了。
If I don't feel like going to the meeting today, then I won't go to the meeting.
这就是我们失去生命的能力。
And that shows that we have lost the power of life.
这就是一种睡着了的死亡的光景。
And it is a condition, a circumstance that we are slumbering and we have fallen asleep.
睡着的另外一个光景就是我们的生命失去了感觉。
Another manifestation of sleeping is that we have lost feelings.
或者说我们的生命失去了正常的反应。
Or we have lost senses or a correct response.
睡着的人的眼睛是闭着的，耳朵是发沉的，他的心是关闭的。
Most people who are sleeping, their eyes are closed, their ears are closed, their hearts are closed.
他们对外界没有什么反应。
They have not much response to the things around them.
主耶稣说过一个比喻来描述这个事，这个光景。
And the Lord has used a parable to describe this.
主说我们向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞；我们向你们举哀，你们不捶胸。
The Lord says, I play the flute and you do not dance. I sing a dirge and you do not mourn.
当人来向我们吹笛的时候，我们应该是来跳舞的。
When we hear music, we should be dancing.
但我们听到了笛声，却没有反应。
And yet we hear the flute and we have no reaction.
当人向我们来举哀的时候，我们是要来捶胸的。
When people are mourning, we ought to also beat our hearts and in tears.
但我们却没有反应。
Yet we have no reaction.
神其实在我们每一个人的身上有很多的作为，在我们的周围有很多的 signs.
Actually, you have seen many works of the Lord in our hearts and the people around us, and He has shown us many different signs.
但往往我们对这些是没有感觉，没有反应。
But so often we have no sense towards them, and we have no reaction.
当我们来读到神的话语的时候，我们应当是来悔改的。
When we read the word of the Lord, we ought to come back before Him and repent.
但我们往往没有。
Yet so often we do not.
当我们来看到这个世代的景象，包括我们孩子们的光景的时候，
When we see the condition of the world, even the condition of our own children,
我们应该是来起来，来一起来谨守、警醒，一起来起来守望，一起来祷告的。
And we ought to rise up in prayers, in watchfulness.
但我们却没有这个反应。
Yet we have no reaction.
因为我们的生命失去了感觉。
Because we have lost the senses of life.
我们是在一个睡着了的死的光景中。
We have fallen asleep, even fallen to death.
我们感谢我们的主，当我们落在这个睡着的光景中的时候。
Yet we thank the Lord, when we have fallen asleep.
当我们失去了生命的能力，失去了生命感觉的时候。
When we have lost the power of life, the sense of life.
我们的主是知道的。
He knows.
我们的主不要我们在这样睡着的光景中。
He does not want us to remain asleep.
他要来做一件事来改变我们这样一个光景。
He is doing a work so that he can change our condition.
就像主对拉撒路的死有一个反应。
Just as the Lord has a reaction towards the death of Lazarus.
主说我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。
He says our friend Lazarus is asleep. We will go wake him up.
我去叫醒他，这就是主的反应。
he says, I will let us wake him up out of sleep. And that is his reaction.
主亲自大声地呼叫拉撒路，叫他从睡着的光景中醒过来，从死亡的光景中脱离了出来。
When he arrived, he called out Lazarus, and he brought Lazarus out of death and out of the tomb.
今天主一直在地上来呼喊我们，来大声地呼喊我们。
And today the Lord is calling our name, even shouting.
就是为了让我们从睡着的这样一个光景中被唤醒
，so that we can be woken from our sleep，
让我们的眼睛能够来看见，叫我们的耳朵能够来听见，叫我们的心里面能明白过来
，so that again our eyes may see, our ears may hear, and our hearts can understand。
希伯来书第一章第一节、第二节这里说到，神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
Hebrews chapter 1 and 2 says, After he has spoken long ago to the fathers in the prophets in many portions and many ways, in these last days he has spoken to us in his Son.
如果不是神一直在晓谕我们来对我们说话的话
If the Lord were not speaking to us and trying to call out to us all the time,
我们就仍然在死亡的光景中
then we would still be in darkness and
in sleepiness. 我们感谢我们的主，他不愿意我们再这样，他愿意来唤醒我们。
But we praise the Lord. He does not want us to remain asleep. He wants to wake us up.
愿我们有耳可听的都应当听，来脱离睡着的光景。
Let everyone who have an ear, let him hear that we can wake up out of our sleep.
来苏醒我们，恢复我们生命的能力和生命的感觉。
That we can be awakened, that we can restore the senses of life.
当我们读这个故事如果不够仔细的话就以为主叫拉撒路从死里复活这个故事就结束了
And if we don't read the story carefully then we think the story ends when the Lord brought Lazarus out of death
我们感谢主神的旨意就完成了
And we praise the Lord that he has accomplished his will
不错神在拉撒路身上的旨意因着拉撒路从死里复活就成就了
Yes, the purpose he had for Lazarus had been accomplished when he waked him out of death
但是神还要借着这件事让神的旨意也成就在其他人的身上
But also through this he wants his will to be done in all of us
圣经说万事都相互效力叫爱神的人得益处
The Bible says God causes all things to work together for the good of those who love him
主借着拉撒路的死不仅叫拉撒路得着益处
That through the death of Lazarus not only he had gained the benefit
主也要借着拉撒路的死叫一切爱神的人得着益处
But through the death of Lazarus all those who love the Lord can be benefited
这其中就包括马大和玛利亚
which also included Martha and Mary
也包括今天我们所有的人
and includes all of us today
当我们中间有弟兄或者姊妹在一个难处中的时候
and when a brother or a sister among us fallen into some difficulty
我们要起来为我们的弟兄或者姊妹来祷告求主叫他们得着益处
we ought to rise up and pray for our brothers and sisters and so that they can be benefited
但同时我们也要为我们身体当中的每一个肢体来祷告
but we also need to pray for every member of the body of Christ
让所有爱神的人都因着我们弟兄或者姊妹的这个难处都得到益处
that all those who love the Lord can receive something good because of this difficulty
在这个故事当中表面上好像只有拉撒路面临着死亡
and in the story as if on the surface as if only Lazarus faced death
但其实当时所有的人都在死亡的阴影当中。
But as a matter of fact, everyone involved was fallen before the shadow of death.
所以主不仅要救拉撒路脱离死亡来复活。
So the Lord not only wanted to resurrect Lazarus.
他也要救马大和玛利亚脱离死亡的阴影同样经历死而复活。
But he also came to rescue Martha and Mary out of the shadow of death and to experience resurrection.
神要的是一个团体的复活。
He wanted a corporate revival.
神要拉撒路从死里复活。
He wanted Lazarus to raise up from the dead.
神要马大从死里复活。
He wanted Martha to raise up from the dead.
神也要玛利亚从死里复活。
And he also wants Mary to be raised up from the dead.
神要的是一个团体的复活。
And he wants the whole corporate body to revive.
如果我们注意读这个故事的时候，其中名字被提的最多的其实不是拉撒路
And if you read the story, you will notice Lazarus' name was not the one that was mentioned the most.
而是马大
But it was Martha.
而且主对马大说的话也是最多的
And the Lord spoke the most to Martha.
所以我们要就从神在马大身上的工作来学习神怎么样子来帮助解决他的难处。
So we want to see from his work in the life of Martha to see how he solved their problems.
当主耶稣听到拉撒路病了的消息，他过了两天来到了伯伯大尼。
He heard that Lazarus was sick, and he took two more days before coming to Bethany.
当主耶稣到了那里，马大就出来迎接主。
And when he arrived, Martha came out to meet the Lord.
马大看见主耶稣，马上就说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我弟兄必不死。就是现在，我也知道你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。”
And when Martha saw Jesus, he said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you."
主耶稣就回答他说：“你兄弟必然复活。”马大接着又说：“我知道在末日复活的时候，他必复活。”主耶稣接着回答他：“我是复活，我是生命。”
So Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life."
从马大对主耶稣所说的话当中，我们看到其实他对主是有非常好的一个认识。
So if you read Martha's response to the Lord, we can see that she really knows him.
马大不仅能够来记住主以前说过的话，而且他对主说的话他也相信。
Not only she remembered what the Lord had said in the past, but also she believed.
否则他不会让他的兄弟拉撒路生病的时候就打发人去找主。
Otherwise, she would not even bother to seek after the Lord when Lazarus became sick.
但主却看到他里面的一个需要。
But the Lord saw her need.
所以主对他说：“我是复活，我是生命。”
So the Lord says, "I am resurrection and the life."
主要马大明白，他不只是复活，他也是生命。
And he wants Martha to understand not only he is resurrection, but he is also life.
我们不仅要知道、相信，我们是要死而复活的。
Not only we need to know and understand that we will resurrect.
而且我们也要相信，当我们现在活着的时候，他就是我们的生命。
But we ought to believe that while we are living on this earth, He is our life.
主要叫我们的信心不受任何的捆绑跟拦阻。
He wants our faith to not be in any kind of bondage or hindrance.
我们都很容易相信主在过去、以往在我们身上的带领。
It's easy to believe what the Lord had done in our life in the past.
我们也相信主将来在我们身上所要成就的旨意。
We can also believe what the will that He will accomplish in us in the future.
但是我们更要相信主今天现在在我们身上的作为。
But even more so, we need to trust and believe that He's doing His life in, He's doing His work and living out His life in us today.
主要我们的信心不受时间跟环境的限制和捆绑。
That our faith should not be in bondage or restricted by time or by circumstance.
我们都确信神过去所已经做成的。
And we trust what the Lord had already done in the past.
我们也同样确信神将来所要成就的一切的应许。
We also have an assurance of what He will do and of all His promises in the future.
但我们往往缺乏现在、今天。对主的信心。
But so often we lack a faith of the Lord for today, for this moment.
所以我们现今的生活当中常常充满了很多的不安或疑惑。
And therefore we have many confusions, many anxieties for the life that we live today.
就像当日马大一样。
Just like Martha on that day.
如果我们缺乏现在、今日对主的信心，就是落在一种属灵死亡的光景。
And if we lack a true faith for the Lord and what He is doing right now, then we will fall into a certain spiritual death.
圣经说到，信心若没有行为，就是死的。
And the Bible says, a faith without deed is dead.
死的信心就是一种死亡的光景。
A faith that is dead reveals a condition of death.
当我们对主的信心被时间、被环境或被我们自己人的光景所捆绑、所限制的时候，我们的信心就是没有行为，就是死的。
And when our faith becomes restricted and limited by the people and the circumstance around us, or by the time and the constraints, then our faith will have no manifestation of deeds, and it becomes dead.
当我们向着主的信心是不受任何的拦阻、不受任何的限制的时候，我们的信心就是活的。
But if we can have an unhindered faith before the Lord, then it is alive.
这就是一个有生命的信心，是一个能吞灭死亡的信心。
Then this is a living faith, a faith that can swallow up death.
几年前，我有一次机会啊，跟一些弟兄去参加在外地的一个基督徒的退休会。
And for a few years ago, I had an opportunity to go with a few brothers to attend a special conference.
我们那时候是大家一起住在宿舍当中。
And we were all living in dorms.
然后就碰到一个以前从来没见过面的弟兄。
So I was living with a brother that I have never met before.
很自然我们就能彼此的交谈。
And naturally we got into conversations.
我就跟他提到我刚上初中的孩子的一些属灵的光景。
So I mentioned to him some of the conditions of my children who was just entering into middle school.
说到他还没有受浸。
And I was talking that about how he has not yet been baptized.
这位以前我们从来没有见过的弟兄就说了一句话。
And this brother that I have never met before said this.
他说现在我们一起跪下来为他祷告。
He says, then let us now, right now, kneel down and pray for him.
他不是说我会在祷告中来纪念他。
He's not saying that I will remember him in my prayers.
而是说现在我们一起跪下来为他祷告。
But he was saying, let us pray for him right now together.
感谢主，这就是活的信心。
And we praise the Lord, he had that living faith.
这就是有生命的信心。
It's a faith that has life.
就像那日主来对马大说，我是复活，我是生命。
Just like how the Lord told Martha, I am resurrection, I am also life.
主不仅是将来的复活，主也是现在的复活。
He is not only the resurrection on the last day, but he's resurrection today.
主不仅是我们将来永远的生命，主也是我们今天的生命。
He's not only our eternal life in the future to come, but he is our life today.
主是我们现在今天的主。
He is the Lord for us today at this very moment.
当我们能脱离信心的捆绑，现在我们就能更好地活出主复活的生命。
If our faith can be broken out of bondage, then we can live out this resurrection life today.
来吞灭我们四围的死亡。
And this life can swallow up all the death around us.
接下来我们来看玛利亚。
Then we can look at Mary.
来看主在玛利亚身上的工作，怎么让她也得到益处。
We can see how the Lord is working in Mary that good will be done for her too.
这里说到玛利亚到了耶稣那里。看见了他就俯伏在他脚前说主啊你若早在这里我弟兄必不死。
And we see here Mary came before Jesus and he fell at his feet saying to him Lord if you had been here my brother would not have died.
耶稣看见他哭并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭就心里悲叹又甚忧愁便说你们把他安放在哪里他们回答说请主来看耶稣哭了。
And when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in the spirit and was troubled and said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. And Jesus wept.
这里给我们看到有两个哭。
And we see there are two weeping.
一个是玛利亚的哭。
One is the weeping of Mary.
我们都能够理解玛利亚为什么哭。
And we will understand why Mary will be crying.
是为着被埋葬在坟墓当中他的兄弟拉撒路的死而哭。
That she was weeping and mourning for her brother Lazarus who is now in the tomb.
是为着他失去的弟兄而哭。
And she was crying for the brother she lost.
我们每一个人都有过悲伤都有过哀痛都流过眼泪。
And every one of us has experienced sadness and mourning and we have all wept.
我不认为流泪有什么问题。
And I don't think there's anything wrong with crying.
反而当我们不会流泪可能就有问题。
And on the opposite hand, if we don't know how to weep, then there might be some issues.
因为我们的眼泪也是神所造的。
Because even our tears are made by God.
而且神也看见我们的流泪。
And he's able to see our tears.
就像这里说耶稣看见玛利亚她哭。
Just as here, it says Jesus saw them weeping.
主不仅能看见我们的眼泪他也纪念我们的眼泪。
Not only he sees our tears, but he remembers our tears.
我不知道大家想过没有，在圣经当中的记载，谁流的眼泪最多？
I don't know if you have paid attention, who was the person that shed the most tears in the Bible?
我觉得可能是大卫。
I think perhaps it was David.
因为在大卫的一首诗中，他来向神来求一件事。
Because in one of the psalms that he wrote, he was crying before the Lord.
他对神说，求你把我的眼泪装在你的皮带里。
And he was praying before the Lord, says, put my tears in your bottle.
大卫所流的眼泪是要被收集装在皮带当中。
And all the tears that David has shed had been collected by God in a bottle.
而且还是神的皮带里。
And it was the bottle of God.
所以我们想，大卫流的眼泪一定是不会少的。
And we trust that he did not, he shed much tears in his life.
当主耶稣看见玛利亚哭，他就心里悲叹，又生忧愁。
And so here it says, when Jesus saw them weeping, and he was deeply moved in the spirit and was troubled.
这里圣经记载到耶稣哭了。
And then it's recorded that Jesus wept.
这是第二个哭，是耶稣的哭。
And this is the second weeping. It was the weeping of Jesus.
我们都很熟悉这一节圣经。
And we all know this scripture.
不仅是因为它是圣经当中最短的一节。
Not only because it was the shortest verse in the Bible.
而且主的哭能让我们不断地来思想。
But it causes us to meditate.
我们会想，主耶稣其实已经知道拉撒路马上就要复活，为什么他还流泪呢？
And you may ask, he knew that Lazarus would be resurrected very quickly, why would he still cry?
我们会认为主是为着人堕落犯罪落在死亡当中而流泪。
Perhaps we think he is weeping because of the condition of men.Who had fallen into sin and into death.
或者主是为这人，就像马大，他对主没有完全的信心而流泪。
Perhaps he's weeping because Mary and Martha did not have this perfect faith before him yet.
也可能是主同情世人的一切的遭遇而流泪。
Or perhaps he had compassion on all the trouble and the trials of men on the earth.
因为神叫我们与哀哭的人同哭。
Because the God has told us to mourn with those who mourn.
这些可能都是主流泪的原因。
Perhaps these are all reasons why Jesus wept.
但在这里最摸着我的是。
But one thing that really touched me here.
主的流泪要在玛利亚的身上，在我们每个人的身上要来做一件事。
And that his tears will accomplish one thing in the life of Mary and in all of us.
就是让主的眼泪来擦去我们的眼泪。
That his tears will wipe away our tears.
我们人的眼泪说到我们人的忧愁。
And our tears speaks of the sorrow that we have in our hearts.
我们活在地上有很多的事会让我们来忧愁。
As we live on the earth, there are many things that will bring us into sorrow.
但圣经来说到人的忧愁是世俗的忧愁。
But the Bible tells us the sorrow of man is a worldly sorrow.
而世俗的忧愁叫人死是会把人带到死亡中去。
And this worldly sorrow will bring us into death.
就像当时玛利亚陷在人的忧愁的当中。
Just as at that time Mary has fallen into this deep sorrow.
其实就是在一个死亡的光景中。
And in a way she was in death.
所以主要来救她脱离这个人的忧愁，叫她从死亡的光景中能够出来。
And therefore the Lord came to save her and rescue her out of death and out of this sorrow.
主耶稣的流泪说出了她的生命，主爱的生命。
And the tears of Jesus spoke of his life, a life of love.
我常常感到主来到地上不仅仅是为了完成他的工作。
I often feel that not only he came to the earth to accomplish his will.
主来到地上是为了爱。
But he also came to the earth because of love.
是为了爱主降卑他自己。
It was because of love he humbled himself.
是为了爱他甘愿忍受人的羞辱。
It was because of love he endured all the shame and the ridicule of men.
是为了爱，他情愿被人钉死在十字架上。
And it was because of love he was willing to be nailed to the cross.
是为了爱，他从死里复活。
And it was love that caused him to resurrect out of death.
也是为了爱，他赐他的生命给我们。
And it was love so that he can grant us his life.
主耶稣的流泪是他爱生命的流露。
And because his tears is the outflow of the love of God.
所以当我们人在 各种的忧愁的当中，在各样的死亡光景中的时候，
when as men, when we fall into all kinds of sorrow, and fallen into all kinds of death,
每当我们看见主为我们流泪，
and if we can see that Jesus weeps for us,
我们看见了主向着我们的爱，
and we can see the love of Christ towards us,
主的眼泪就能够来擦去我们的一切的眼泪，
then His tears is able to wipe away all our tears.
只有我们看见了主的眼泪，我们才能够来脱离人的忧愁。
Only when we can see His tears, then He can lift us out of our sorrows.
只有我们看见了主的眼泪，我们的忧愁才能变成喜乐。
And when we can see His tears, then our weeping will turn into rejoicing.
也只有我们看见了主的眼泪，主复活的生命才能吞灭我们里面一切的死亡。
And when we can see His tears and His love, then His life within us can swallow up all death.
在我们一生的当中，我们都会遇到我们的伯大尼。
And throughout our life, we will encounter our Bethany.
我们也会遇到马大、玛利亚、拉撒路他们所遇到的难处。
We will experience the difficulties that Martha, Mary, and Lazarus have experienced.
我们也会经历死亡阴影的笼罩。
And we will go through the shadow of death.
我们知道仇敌用尽一切的方法要把我们带到死亡的光景当中。
We know the enemy is using all methods that he has to bring us into death.
仇敌叫我们享受最终之乐。
He wants us to indulge in sin.
叫我们活在黑暗死因的当中。
He wants us to live in darkness.
叫我们来体贴我们的肉体。
He wants us to indulge in our flesh.
叫我们与世界为友。
And to be friends, to have friendship with the world.
这一切就是为了要达到仇敌的目的。
All this so that his will can be accomplished.
叫我们落在各种各样属灵的死亡当中。
And so that we can fall into all kinds of spiritual death.
叫我们无法来成为神荣耀的见证。
That we can no longer become a glorious testimony for God.
但感谢我们的主。
But we thank the Lord.
他是复活，他是生命。
He is resurrection and He is life.
他复活的生命能吞灭一切的死亡。
And this resurrected life can swallow up all death.
我们更应该感谢我们的主。
And we should even thank Him more.
他把这个吞灭一切死亡的生命赐给了我们。
That this resurrection life is within us.
他的生命成为了我们的生命。
His life has become our life.
在我们的里面有了这个能吞灭死亡的生命。
And we have this life that can swallow up death.
我们在地上，我们的生活当中会有叹息，会有劳苦。
There is sighing, there is tribulation as we live on this earth.
我们都期盼在我们的生活当中没有这些叹息，没有这些劳苦。
And we all groan and wish that there is no sorrow, there is no tribulation, trials.
但神的意念高过我们的意念。
Yet the will of God is higher than our will.
他赐给我们复活的生命。
And He has given to us a resurrected life.
叫我们用这个复活的生命来吞灭我们的叹息，来吞灭我们的劳苦，来吞灭我们当中的死亡。
That this life of resurrection can swallow up death, swallow up sorrows, swallow up our trials and tribulation.
这就是神今天在地上要我们来一起来经历、来见证的一件事。
And this is what the Lord desires for us to experience and to testify.
我们虽然面临着很多死亡的光景，
even though we face much conditions of death.
但我们的里面有了这个复活的生命。
But because we have the resurrected life within us.
有了这个能吞灭死亡的生命。
We have a life that can swallow up death.
借着这个生命，我们能吞灭睡着了的死亡。
And that through this life, we can swallow up our sleepiness.
被主唤醒。
That we can be wakened up.
借着这个生命，我们能吞灭信心受捆绑的死亡。
And that through this life, we can swallow up the death that caused our faith to be in bondage.
叫我们有一个活的信心。
That we may be set free and have a living faith.
借着这个生命，我们能吞灭人的忧愁的死亡。
That through this life, He can swallow up the sorrow of men.
让我们的忧愁变成喜乐。
That our mourning will become rejoicing.
这复活的生命不是让我们没有眼泪、没有死亡。
It is not saying that there will be no longer any tears, no longer any death.
这个复活的生命则是让我们从死亡的捆绑当中出来。
But the life of resurrection causes us to be set free from all that.
能让我们从死亡的坟墓中出来。
That can bring us out of the tomb.
我们复活的生命的见证和主的见证是一样的。
That the testimony of this life within us is the same as the testimony of the Lord.
就是空坟墓。
That is the empty tomb.
不是没有坟墓，而是空坟。
It's not that there is no tomb, but that the tomb is empty now.
这个生命是要我们来吞灭死亡，是来胜过死亡的。
That the life can swallow up death and can overcome death.
2020年注定是一个非常特别的一个年份。
This year 2020 has set out to be a very special one.
在我们开始的这短短的五个月，好像是一段非常漫长的日子。
And this past 5 months had, from the very beginning of this year, seemed to be a very slow and arduous one.
瘟疫和各种不安充斥在这些日子里面。
Pestilence, many chaos had filled our days.
充斥在我们的生活当中。
Had filled our life.
我们实在也不知道这样的日子还会有多久。
And we don't even know how long this condition, these kind of days will last.
我们甚至也不知道接下来还会发生什么。
And we don't even know what will come next.
但我们知道一件事情。
But we know one thing.
主赐给我们的生命已经吞灭了这一切的死亡。
That the life that the Lord has already granted to us will swallow up all death.
我们知道一件事情，这个吞灭死亡的生命今天已经在我们的里面。
And we know this one thing in certainty, that this life is dwelling within us.
所以我们可以用这个生命来面对我们前面的日子。
That by this life, we can face any day ahead of us.
用这个生命来吞灭一切我们正在面临或将要面临的一切的死亡。
That by this life, we can swallow up any death and any challenges that will come our way.
让主的生命吞灭死亡。
So that his life can swallow up death.
愿神祝福我们大家。
May the Lord bless us all.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayers.
主，我们感谢你，因为是你自己的爱今天来对我们来说话。
Our Lord, we do thank you because it is your love that speaks to us directly.
你让我们能够来看见，今天仇敌在我们当中的工作，就是让全地充满了死亡。
You cause us to see.That the work of the enemy brings the whole world unto death.
但今天神来呼召我们。
Yet you are calling out unto us.
让我们在这弯曲悖谬的世代当中来做神无瑕疵的儿女。
That in this crooked and perverse generation, we can be a blameless child of God.
让我们都能够来显在这个世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道能够来表明出来。
That we can live in this world and as a,The light of noonday, the noonday sun, and to shine your light upon the world.
在这个充满死亡的地方，能够来见证主复活的生命。
In this place of death, we can testify to the resurrection of our Lord.
来见证这个复活的生命，来吞灭一切的死亡。
That we can testify that this resurrected life can swallow up all death.
我们求主来帮助我们。
We pray that you may help us.
让这个生命来除去吞灭我们身上在我们的家中在我们的聚会当中一切死亡的光景
That your life can swallow up all the condition of death in our life in our family in our gatherings
让我们的神在我们的当中能够得到荣耀
That our God can receive his glory among us
我们把感谢赞美都归给我们的主
We give all praises and thanksgiving unto our Lord
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
In Jesus' name we pray
Amen,
Amen.